Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, guess what? It's time for Ask Miss V Sports. That's, oh my God.
Live radio, ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat it.
Yeah, you can't beat it when that cell phone just happens to go off when you've got
well, I'm glad it was that. I thought it was something else.
No, that's my new ringtone. I love, what's this? Zerillo. So
oh,
I love, I got it as my ringtone. Talk dirty to me.
Oh, okay. Well, it did at the wrong time this time. Well, maybe not. Maybe the phone thought it was Tuesday. Oh, it's about sex.
Maybe.
Oh, no, sports. That's right. Sorry. Well, but it could be sex. So.
Nah, that, I know what that phone call was about. I'm going to make sure I turn down all these damn ringers.
I mean, you talk about the worst timing ever.
Okay, let's. Can we rewind?
Yeah. Okay. Take two. Ask Miss V Sports. Here is Miss V, the toy lady. All right, go. Action.
You guys, it is Thursday night, and you're live on the air with Miss V for Ask Miss V Sports with the sportsman himself. James Acevedo.
Yes,
I see. 1973.
Yes, it is me. I guess the handsome and sexy got dropped for today.
You're the sportsman today.
Okay. Well, sportsmen can be sexy and handsome. Unless it's me, I guess.
Yeah, they can. You know what? You tell your woman that, and I bet she hurt you.
Yeah.
I'm sure she don't date ugly guys.
Oh, no, she adored me. She loved me. She loved me.
Okay, so we're going to jump into it because we only got an hour.
Yeah, of course.
Because nobody
yeah.
said if they wanted more than an hour other than
one
person.
Yeah, I feel
you guys, same. If you want more than an hour, y'all got to say it. But
yeah, we ain't going to just
first
do
thing,
it. You know.
First thing start off with is the Hopkins fight this past Saturday.
Yes, B-Hop.
B-Hop. Anybody who was watching me Saturday know that I was tweeting up a fucking storm because the first two fights, I can't even tell you who fought because they were so damn boring.
Well, the first one was really bad. The first one with, what was homeboy? Not Porter. It was, Peter. I think it was Peter Golan versus Lucas Konechny. And I watched it. Okay, homeboy from Michigan moved to Brooklyn to pursue his dream. And, my God, that was a boring middleweight fight. That was for the WBO middleweight championship. That was boring. Eesh. The second one wasn't too
boring.
Bad. The second one wasn't that bad.
It
was all right. The Sean Porter match with that Sicilian dude. He got knocked down twice in the fourth round. And that was only like he only was knocked down three times before that in his whole career. And he fought like over. Forgot how many rounds in his career. I think over 300 rounds in his career. And he only been knocked down three times. Got knocked down twice in that round, so he deserved to lose. And then with the main event, which it was, I mean, it was definitely well worth watching. And it goes to show you, I think to me, with Homeboy that look Asian that lost, how you pronounce his name, Ms. V?
I don't know. All I know is that I'm pro B-Hop. I'm, you know what? See, first of all, I didn't know there was boxing on Saturday on Showtime.
Oh, you did?
And when I saw that B-Hop was fighting, remember, I just got Showtime, you know, after my little discussion last
week.
That's
right. That's right. You got the
hookup. You know, I had, only for a little while. But, you know, so when I saw there was fight coming on, and then I didn't know who was on the ticket, and then the one thing I observed, I was like, B-Hop, I was like, that's where he went. Because me and you had this discussion over the weekend that we noticed, well, I noticed that a lot of the fighters, it looks like a great deal of the fighters that were actually fighting on HBO are now, what is it, Golden Boy, that's with Showtime?
Yeah,
so,
a lot of former HBO people seem like will go over there now.
Their contracts ended, and they went over there.
Yeah.
And, damn,
they go
I know I turned this thing down.
Now, Betty Booth got to shut up.
You know what, this damn thing. I had it on mute, but I guess it said it didn't like music because it's on damn self back up. But the B-Hop fight.
Yes.
I was, you know what, there was nothing boring about it. You know, I would have loved to see somebody get knocked out, but or knocked down, but it was boxing, you know. It still wasn't a heavyweight match, but you know what? For Bernard Hopkins to be, what they say, 49 years old, he actually is the oldest title holder now, Intercontinental. He is the oldest Intercontinental as of Saturday, you know, to hold all those, you know, hold more than one title. And all I can say is anybody who called him an old man, I feel sorry because it seems like every time they call him an old man, he going to beat somebody's ass.
Yeah.
You know, I think, though, he, as they say, he does get better with time.
Yeah, like fine wine.
You know, he really gets, he gets better with time, like wine. Seriously. So, I was very happy with that fight, you know. B-Hop, anybody who's watching me tweet, I think I probably blew Twitter up on Saturday.
Yeah, you tweeted more than you ever had. Because I know you.
In a while.
Yeah.
You know, I was excited Saturday. And then I was going back and forth between the damn Bradley Pacquiao fight, which was weak as hell. Let's talk about that fight because I want to know, did you feel like that they were just saying, okay, I'll give you this round, you take this round, and, you know, the back and forth? I think they really want a third fight. I mean, I think that's why that was done because there was no clear-cut winner to me. I mean, Bradley had some good rounds. Pacquiao had some good rounds. I think since Bradley won the last one, they said it was controversial that they had to let Pacquiao win this one. So naturally, you know, there's going to be a three, just like they did with Marquez, and there'll be a true winner, supposedly. But I just felt that they did tit for tat. You know, okay, you take these next three rounds. Boom, 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 boom. I saw nothing that nothing made me say that I wish I would have paid for it. Nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that much, but it was definitely a better fight than that Peter Golin fight in the Showtime first match. The first, or you want to combine the first two matches of Showtime, it was a little better. At least it was a little back and forth.
Yeah, it was.
You
it
know
was
what I mean?
Better than the first two matches. It
you
was
know what
better
I mean?
Than the first two fights on Showtime.
It really was. It was better than I thought it was going to be because, you know, I was expecting, okay, this is going to be, from what I heard, wasn't that good. It was actually a little more entertaining than I thought. And Bradley Jr.
You know what
actually was winning in the beginning. And like you said, it went back and forth until Pacquiao just pulled it away through the later rounds.
It was more entertaining. And we had this discussion, and I'm going to keep this discussion going. Last week, I talked about that if you subscribe to Showtime and they have pay-per-view, that's the Showtime pay-per-view, that they should give subscribers a discounted rate and save that $60 rate for people who pay all that money. Seriously, did you see how they started that fight out? Okay, and we've got Cameron Diaz here, and we've got so-and-so here, and we've got so-and-so. And
oh
they peeing the camera on them.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know, I thought that I was at the damn awards. You know, I thought they were showing the damn Grammys or something
yeah.
or the Academy Awards
yeah.
because
that,
it started
yeah.
out with the camera on each and every fucking star that was sitting there.
Oh, my God.
Including fighters.
Yep.
And you know they were not comp those tickets, not filled up. You've got these people that you've taken the time to say, look who's here. Look who's here. And they're and you got the camera on them, so they're basically getting the cute wave at the camera because they're waving at the camera when it gets on them.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me that at that point, they paid that money. So if you're going to charge me $59, but I'm going to spend the first five fucking minutes of introductions of every single fucking person in Hollywood, be it a music mogul, movie star, reality star, boxer, then I shouldn't have to, I didn't pay to fucking see them, you know. That's if I were somebody who paid for the fight, you know. And I feel that, you know, after seeing that, I'm sure that those seats were starting out $2,500 a seat. So what was that about $100,000 that was sitting there that we saw.
Probably.
That least. They just put the camera on. We don't know about the ones that they didn't put the camera on who were not stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw $100,000 in stars easily. So you figure that was 100 G's off the rip. I'm sure the first five rows were maximum seat, probably $10,000. So you figure the first five rows probably grossed them about $2 or $3 million.
Just alone.
And then you figure the other, and you figure the other seats. You factor in the $100 seats because you know we'll say they had some $500 seats,
mm-hmm.
and some $100 seats. And then they didn't have no cheap seats. They didn't have no seats that we can afford because shit, $59.99 was the ones we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if some of them didn't pay for that shit, especially the boxers. Maybe the boxers
may not have paid, but
yeah, exactly.
But the True Blood, well, come on, you know they pay. But you only had four or five boxers there. You didn't have a great deal of boxers.
Mm-hmm.
You had more celebrities.
Yeah, I think anybody affiliated with Showtime got comped, I think. And everybody else paid. You know what I mean? Like the True Blood dude, he probably got tickets, you know?
Showtime and no, that's HBO.
You know, oh well, whatever. Okay, so I take that back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I take that back. Never mind. Goes to show I don't watch that show.
I do. That's how I know.
Yeah. So okay. So then you're right about that one. Then I take that back. I apologize. Yeah, the fight. I mean.
So,
wasn't that bad, you know? But like you said, I don't know if they're going to have a three, because Pacquiao looked like he was about to die. His mother praying and shit as the fight's going on. She looking like she's in church on Sunday. You know, she has the praying beads and shit with the fucking, you know, the cards you get when someone dies, you know, the memoriam card. I was like, my God, she really gets into it. Like, holy shit. She must be real annoying to sit next to in a fight. Like, oh, my God. But it was kind of cool at the end, like, the mother went to the, to Brad,
and
know,
she
to Bradley
hugged Bradley.
Yeah,
that's
kind of cool. That was cool. I like that. That was kind of cool. You know what I mean? She wasn't like, well, fuck this motherfucker here, and my son
but
beat
you. But
you
got to remember,
you know?
they're Filipino, so that's their culture.
Yeah.
I almost said something that wasn't nice, but overall, their culture is a very nice culture. They're really not a hostile people.
And no.
I know people are saying, she's talking about them like they're somebody different. I lived in Japan, so I was around quite a few Filipinos being in Okinawa because it's only a two-hour flight from Okinawa to the PI.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing what I know about Filipinos, overall they're as far as the females are almost like Japanese women. They're very subservient. Other than, you know, they're more liberal. I mean, they have more freedom than Japanese women, though. But they're very still self-serving. They really believe in serving their men. So the way they carry themselves and everything is a whole lot different. And that whole culture is a very caring culture. So I would not expect anything less than what I saw. You know, it was... You know, if I wouldn't have saw it, it wouldn't have shocked me either. But just to see that she did it. I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, because she is in the United States. But I'm saying
that
her doing it was not unusual. It wasn't one of those things where I can't believe she did that. Just because I know that culture, I know that is just the way they are.
Well, one thing about Filipino women, they might be Japanese, but they definitely don't have the body of it. They definitely got the Spanish background, thanks to the Spaniards going over there and taking care of some business.
Like I said, I will keep my comments about Filipino women to myself.
Yes. They don't look like ironing boards when you see them, boy.
I'm not a fan. Let's make it real simple. I'm not a fan of them.
Oh, okay.
And any female who has been active duty or been married in the military, especially in the Far East,
I see what you're going on.
We have a, and I'm going to say, I won't speak for all women. I will speak for men.
Yeah.
And I will say what happened to me that made me dislike them as a whole because of what happened to me when I was dating my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
We were walking down, it's called Gaytu Street in Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of stripper clubs there. Well,
okay.
The girls, their job is to get the men in the club.
Okay.
Well, they don't care if you're with your man or not. I had a woman who apparently didn't realize that black women beat ass, walked up to my man. Now, we're arm in arm. And it was me. I was in his, me and him was arm in arm, and it was two other guys with us.
Mm.
And she walked up and grabbed his dick and said, I can do you better than her.
Oh, shit.
You come with me.
Oh, shit.
And it took two guys to hold me back because I can beat that bitch ass.
Wow.
I had never in my life had a woman disrespect me so bad. And I was like, really? And then I started seeing how they were throwing themselves at the American men and the things that they were doing and how they were so disrespectful to American women. You know, I got a true dislike for them, and I have my own names that I call them because of the disrespect. So with me having that personal disrespect happen, I just am not a fan of them.
Okay.
So, like I said, but I know that that might not speak for all of them,
no.
But I can tell you the ones that I encountered, which was more than 100 of them.
Okay.
Just made me realize that they're opportunists. You know how they say that people are opportunists?
Mm-hmm.
They're opportunists.
Well,
and
that was way past opportunity. they went for disrespect
is,
and everything just to get that money, boy. Hmm.
No, they weren't going for the money. They were going for a green card, baby.
Oh, boy. Well,
you know,
there you go. Hmm.
They were going for a green card, and I truly do have a problem with any culture that preys on another culture to get citizenship status, because I think there are other ways to get that status, and I don't want to get into that, but I mean, I just have my own feelings on that. I mean,
gotcha.
Just if I get into the immigration laws, I just feel that just because you got pregnant in your country and you come here and push out your baby, now your baby automatically a U.S. citizen.
Mm-hmm.
My child, my son is not a Japanese citizen. My son was born in Japan, but he is not, he carries no Japanese citizenship whatsoever. But yet it's still someone from another country can come here and have a baby, and that child becomes a U.S. citizen the day they're born. And I don't think that's fair. You know, I really don't think it's fair that to have a child born here makes them a U.S. citizen, but other countries don't have that. And there are a lot of people that come to this country just to have a baby so that they get all the benefits, because we have the most liberal fucking welfare system in the country for immigrants, you know, than any other country in the world. Well, I'll take that back. Canada got us beat. But I'm just being truthful. I know Canadian laws, you know.
Gotcha.
But the majority, a great deal of people come here, especially women will come here pregnant, and they will come here to have a child because they know that medical and everything will be paid for. They automatically will get welfare and everything. And, you know, then turn around. That child has U.S. citizenship, which basically gives them an in and out of the country. That gives them a damn free pass in and out of our country to wait anytime they want to. But yet and still, I can't go to their country in and out. So I'm one of those people. I think the immigration laws should be tighter. And I think that, you know, if you come here and you're here as an illegal resident or even a legal resident, just because your child is born here, unless you are a naturalized citizen where you've passed all the citizenship requirements and you're paying taxes.
I agree with that.
You should not be, your child should not have the status of a U.S. citizen.
I agree with that.
That's the way I feel. You know, and I know there are people who will say, Ms. V, you're wrong, but if you take the time to come to another country, but you don't want to be a citizen of that country, but yet still you want the benefits that are afforded to people who were born and raised here and pay taxes, what makes you think you're entitled to what I work hard for every day?
That's true. Exactly. I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
And I know there are people who say, well, there are some people here on hardship. Okay, everybody who comes to this country has not been exiled from their country and in fear of being killed. Everybody is not going through that. You know, and if anybody wants to challenge me on fucking immigration laws, Come on and challenge me, because I'll win. I can guarantee you that. I don't even have a doubt about it. I guarantee you I will win on my knowledge of immigration laws. And I don't like them. We have some of the most lax immigration laws in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's okay.
Look how hard it was for asshole to get into Russia. They had him in a damn holding area for, what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
That asshole who gave out all the information?
Yeah.
Snowden, whoever he is.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. He wasn't even allowed in Russia. He finally had to apply for, like, a temporary asylum thing. And it still took months for him to get it. You know, they just didn't say, hey, come on in and you can do it. They made him sit in a fucking hotel at their damn airport until he decided what the hell he was going to do, because we revoked his passport. There's a reason when your passport is revoked, why it's done.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been extradited back to the U.S. because
mm-hmm.
of the revocation of his passport, but that's a different subject. But if you look at other people's immigration laws and look at ours, we have the most lax in the world outside of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking sad.
Yep.
Now that
totally
I've had
true.
My commentary on immigration.
Yeah. Welcome to the welcome to the Bill O'Reilly Show, ladies and gentlemen. He's not in tonight, but in for Bill O'Reilly is Ms. B. DeFoy-Lady and yours truly, James Acevedo. We're taking your calls, by the way, 646-716-8041. Tell us how you feel. Oh, and by the way, we're talking sports, too.
Yeah, I just kind of got off on that. But
I think I triggered that when
okay.
I said I found them attractive, and then you just took
you know, you would think 20 plus years later that would not be a sore spot for me.
Now back to the sweet science of boxing, which, by the way, that's what B-Hop
okay.
did. He basically
he
really boxed, a real boxer. Exactly, he did. He really did. He knew.
I
you
enjoyed
know,
that fight so much. I was, you know, I was tweeting the whole damn fight. I know you were like, damn, Miss V, go to bed or something. I was loving that fight. I was like, thank you, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I was actually rooting for him because, you know, he's around our ages. So, you know, I kind of
yes.
automatically wanted him to win, basically. Yeah, and he accomplished
but
what
he was
said.
A good boxer, but it was a good fight, you know. It wasn't. With him winning, even if he would have lost, which I knew he wasn't going to lose just from the way they
mm-hmm.
showed everything, but even if he would have lost, the fact that it was a fight, it was something that kept my fucking attention, it was something that made me say, damn, it made, you know what, I could, since boxing is shown 5 million times once the first match is shown, you know, you could go back and rewatch it because, you know, that fight came back on 2 hours later.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, yeah, that's how I got to record it.
But since I didn't sleep, you know, I didn't have to sleep. I will sleep through a boxing match and then rewatch it the next day because HBO plays the boxing match three additional times after the first fight, and HBO apparently is running suit with them. But so knowing that, you know, I was like, you know, I was like I said, I was awake. You know, I was out there. You know, I was tweeting. I know you was like, you probably thought somebody had hacked my dog on Twitter account.
No, I didn't. Nah, it didn't really bother me. I even retweeted with my comment. I said, yeah, I rooted for B-Hop. The thing that got me nervous was that, you know, because I thought he should have had a unanimous decision. I don't know about you. I thought he should have had a unanimous decision. And when the ring announcer was like, we have a split decision, I was like, oh,
split
shit.
Split decision. That shit, I was like, what the fuck?
I was like, in the crowd, I was just like the crowd, like, get the fuck out of here. Don't tell me that bullshit. Don't tell me he's going to lose. That would have been fucked up. I would have been, yo, that
you
would
know
have been
what?
Bullshit.
I think everybody would have been calling for a rematch. Them damn, those doggone scorekeepers, they would have had to, you know, they would have needed an escort out that damn building.
Oh, yeah, that, well, yeah, that one guy who picked, you know, the two judges that picked the other guy to win, forget about it. You know, but did I have B-Hop? I mean, he won that fight. He won the fight, fair and square. He did.
He won the fair and square, you know, most definitely. So I was happy with that. I watched some hockey over the weekend.
By the way, I didn't know your Red Wings were really in trouble. Aren't they like down
2-1
or something?
They're playing right now, and I can't even look at it. You know, I'm so fucking pissed at them.
Well, talk about the series, because I really don't know about the series too much.
The series, okay, they're playing Boston, and Friday they took
Boston.
The first game.
Yeah.
They took game one, so we was like, yeah. Then they played Sunday. Sunday they lost,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we was like, okay, now it's only 1-1, we cool, you know. They gave them one at home, but they took home ice advantage away from them. So that was the big thing, taking home ice advantage away,
mm-hmm.
you know, by winning that first game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they turn around and they fucking came here and got shut the fuck out. I'm like, are
mm-hmm.
you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck happened to the Red Wings? But, you know, a lot of people here, and a lot of people here, you know what, something happened at that game that has never happened at a Red Wings game.
What was that?
They got booed. They got booed by the fans. The fans booed them.
Wow, Hockey Town booed the old Red Wings. Wow.
Yes. The whole, every single TV station was talking about how they got booed. So that right there, I know that's motivation, because I know they did not like that. They've never been booed at home. Never.
Never.
And they even replayed it. They've never been booed at home.
Hmm.
And they replayed it where you heard them boo, you know, really pissed at them. So considering this is Hockey Town, and for all you Canadians out there, I'm sorry, but, you know, we're trying to get the Canadian teams out. You know, hockey is a Canadian sport. So the fact that I think there's still one damn Canadian team playing, we ain't happy anyway.
Yeah, who is the Canadians, right? It's the only Canadian team playing,
I think it's the Canadians, because Edmonton is out, right? Edmonton and Toronto are out, both of them.
Somebody
are out,
got
right?
swept. Didn't like somebody get swept in already, like 4 straight playoffs already? I don't know who.
It hasn't been 4 games yet.
Oh, okay.
Or has it?
So somebody was down 3-0. I know that. Somebody's down 3-0. I don't know who specifically.
I hope it's that damn Edmonton. If it's Edmonton, I hope they down 3-0.
Little past history with the Edmonton Oilers and the Red Wings, huh?
You know what? It's past history with any Canadian team. You know, it's being that, you know, that is the only sport that is a non-U.S. sport that we are really big on. And, you know, as they say, we don't want a Canadian team to win. Canadians, I love y'all for the – well, I used
no
to
offense.
Love y'all for my
– you know.
No, I used to really love Canada when my dollar was worth more because my shopping was better over there. Remember,
oh, really?
You know, I'm only 20 minutes from the Canadian border. So
well, yeah, I know. Detroit's right there. It's like basically almost across the river in a way, you know.
It is actually across the river. I told you we have our festivals together. But the whole thing is that the fact that, you know, the U.S. dollar isn't worth shit no more. Because I used to go to Canada and shop. I mean, that's what I used to do. You go to Canada and shop, because the duty rate, paying the duty to come back from your shopping is still a whole hell of a lot cheaper than the sales tax you would pay for the same shit, especially when you're talking about getting a whole lot of really good damn deals. And they've got a really good outlet mall over there, but we could have an outlet mall show later.
Outlet mall show.
We can have a whole show, and I can tell people where to find shopping. I can find shopping in any damn city I go to. I've been to Toronto. I found the outlet mall. I know where the outlet mall is in Windsor. I know where the regular mall is in Windsor. Believe me, I can smell a mall. I can smell shopping.
You're like a bloodhound when it comes to shopping.
Hell yeah. I can smell it. I'd be like,
oh, there we go over there. There's the Coach outlet. There it goes.
You
come on, bitch, let's go.
You can put me in the middle of the fucking damn desert, and you say, see, find shopping. And I'd be like, this way.
We're in the desert. I'd be like, Ms. V, find water first. We're dying.
No, I can't find water. Hey, if I could find shopping, there's water where there's shopping.
Well, that's true. If we can find a water fountain in that motherfucker,
Oh, we can find one. So where there's shopping, there's water. Therefore, tell me to find shopping and we'll have water.
And there's a food court. There you go. So it takes care of everything. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go right now on the website, trying to see Like I know the Rangers, they're doing very well. They're up 2-1. They had a big win in Philadelphia. That was big. And,
you know, I'm not
play.
Rooting for them. I'm rooting actually
yeah,
for Philadelphia.
I know you said that. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you know,
I know.
It's only
why.
19 black players. No, I'll say it's only 19 black hockey players in the NHL. So naturally, as long as it's not a Canadian team, I'm going to root for the team that got the black guys, okay? Got to root for them. The only time I won't be rooting for them is when they play the fucking Red Wings. Now, let's get that clear. You play the Red Wings, I'm sorry, I ain't going to root for you. The Red Wings going to come out on top, you know, at that point. I have to root for them. But any other time, I'll root for them. But, the Red Wings, I can't even deal with them right now because they got shut out fucking Monday, and I'm disgusted. Actually, it was Tuesday because we were on the air Tuesday, and I'm just, so fucking disgusted with them right now. And I won't claim the Pistons, but I did get some good NFL news.
What is that?
So I'm happy. The Lions are opening the season on Monday Night Football. Yes!
I know. Against my team, if I'm not mistaken, the Giants.
I think so. So they are playing Monday Night Football. They're going to start the season Monday night. I hope and pray they don't get their ass kicked.
Yeah. I mean, I can't remember the last time they started a season on Monday night, let alone be on Monday Night Football. It must be Barry Sanders day. You know?
No, they were on Monday Night Football this past year.
Oh, yeah?
They've been doing good.
The other couple of years they were, but they've been underachieving the last couple of years because they should have been much better than they were, you know?
This past season, they were on Monday Night Football. They fucking lost, but they were on Monday Night Football.
See?
So
there you go.
But they're opening the season on Monday Night Football, and I think it's actually a home game.
Yeah, I think
it
is in Detroit. It is in Motown.
So I'm actually, you know, I may, you know, if I can, as soon as the seats go on sale, I might have to go buy me a couple of tickets. You know, I've never been to a Monday Night Football game. I have been to a Lions game.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be able to be down there for Monday Night Football, I'm like, you know, the opening game, shit, I might, you know, I might have to go down there. Well, ain't no might. I'll be down there in my Honolulu Blue. And I have a Megatron jersey. I have a I can't stand my quarterback's Stanford jersey.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, I've got and my shit for those of y'all who said my shit is authentic, so my jerseys.
That's cool.
My authentic jerseys. You know what? I think I have the only jersey I don't have is a Red Wings jersey, but I do have a Red Wings T-shirt. Because I do celebrate my Red Wings. So every single team I have a jersey for except the Pistons because they haven't had a player worthy of me enough for me to go buy their jersey. Plus, you can't really wear their jerseys nowhere. I mean, I can wear a football jersey with a nice pair of jeans or a hot-ass skirt and be a bad bitch. I could do the same thing with a baseball jersey. I cannot. And a hockey jersey. I could do it.
Hmm.
You can't dress up a basketball jersey.
Well, it's a tank top is basically what it is. You know, it's a tank top jersey, that's why, you know.
But the whole thing, you can't jazz it up at all, so it's kind of hard for me to do the Pistons because their stuff isn't cute enough to wear. You don't have to make a fashion statement.
I see. You want to put
you got to realize.
You want to put those glitter things on there that, you know what I mean?
No, I don't want to bedazzle it.
But
what I do want to do is be able to put on a jersey, throw on a pair of jeans and a pair of heels, you know, throw my lashes on and my hair, and, you know, one day be able, you know, when you could throw some cleavage out there in a jersey, it looks good. I mean, like I said, they're just not cute. But the Lions are playing Monday Night Football, and our Tigers, I'm still pissed at them, but I don't know if they won or lost today. They had an afternoon game. So
I know they're playing like 500 baseball. I know that.
No, But do you guys have questions, call in to 646-716-8041 because we've only got 24 minutes left.
Yeah.
But what's
I know I have something to say.
We're gonna have a gripe. We're gonna have what we call a gripe of the week. I think that's one segment we're gonna do, and we'll both give our sports gripe of the week. So, since we got 24 minutes, I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Oh well, that's easy for me. The sports gripe of the week. Now, if anybody that doesn't know, it was last night that anybody that knows baseball and my New York Yankees, Miguel Pineda. He was caught with pine tar. Now, anybody that doesn't know, it was last week he pitched against the Red Sox at home at my hometown in New York City in the Bronx. And he had his shit, he had it in his hand, right? And it looked like it was so obvious. It looked like he wiped his ass with his hand. That's how obvious it looked in his fucking hand. And then by like the third inning, it was like the first inning he had it, and then the third inning, it was gone. So obviously someone told him, hey, motherfucker, clean that shit up. Now, after that game, everybody was like, even players of the opposite team, like David Ortiz, was like, look, I got no problem with him using pine tar because, listen, it's cold out. It's early in the season where it's cold out. You need grip on the baseball. It doesn't alter the pitch. All it does for the pitcher is to grip it, so I got no problem. The only thing is just don't make it so freaking obvious. So we want, fast forward to yesterday. Now you're in Fenway Park, and Pineda pitches the first inning, gives up 2 runs. Didn't have, and they went and they tried to see if he had anything on him, and they couldn't find nothing as far as they could tell. By the next inning, homeboy put like a splash of like pine tar on his neck. And the shit is like reflecting off the lights of the stadium. It's like, come on. It's to a point where, it's like, come on. You're basically saying, fuck you. You're basically saying, look, I'm doing it again. You ain't going to do shit about it. It's basically what it is. So the origin of this is that David Ortiz was actually in the near the clubhouse hallway. He happens to glance on the TV. He's looking. He's like, wait a minute. Ain't that fucking pine tar? So he had to go to his manager, John Farrell, and say, hey, check it out. Homeboy got it on again, but this time on his neck. So it's to a point where, okay, I got to do something about it, because the reason why the manager didn't do nothing the last time is because he know in his own heart that he got guys that fucking do the same shit. With Buchholz and Lester, they do some shit, especially Buchholz last year. He had some shit on his forearm and shit. That wasn't against the Yankees. That was against the Blue Jays. But my point being is other opposing managers don't want to go to that, don't want to open that can of worms because they know if they do, then, they're going to be put on
everything
the spot also.
Pointed out.
You know what I'm saying? But it's to a point he had no choice. I mean, you're basically – it's like, okay, I'm going to put this to an example. The speed limit is 55 or whatever you go, sometimes 65 on a highway, right? Now, let's be honest. We all have speed. We all have fucking went over that fucking mark. If there's a fucking cop and you're going 80 to 100 miles an hour or more, you deserve to get pulled fucking over. It's to a point where, okay, now you make it so obvious. It might be a stupid rule that you have a speed limit, but it's a law. You have to obey by it, especially if there's a fucking cop there. So take to this analogy to this particular situation. You knew last week, Pineda. You knew you got away with it. You should have, and you lied saying, okay, it was dirt and sweat and shit, which it wasn't. I mean, come on. That was the shiniest fucking sweat and dirt I've ever seen in my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, let it go. Go, and you pitch. Now, mind you, he pitched another game after this against the Cubs, but he didn't have nothing on him as far as they know. And he pitched well anyway. And that's the thing about it. He pitched well even after he wiped his hand off the first time he faced the Red Sox. So obviously he could pitch without it. So after all that, you would think they all sat him down and said, listen, motherfucker, especially Joe Girardi, listen, all right, we got away with this shit. Don't fucking embarrass me again. So what the homeboy do, he fucking embarrasses everybody. And I'm sorry, Joe Girardi, I love you. You're the man, You help win championships for my team and shit as a player, as a coach. But you cannot tell me you didn't know. You're the manager of the fucking team. I'm sorry. You should know. I'm sorry. You should know. I got no problem if everybody in the league is saying, look, we all have used – I've heard former pitchers David Cohn and Al Ayers say, yeah, we use pine tar, but we make sure we don't be blatant with it. You know, we put it on our belt. We put a little bit on our fingertips just for a grip, you know. It doesn't change the flight of the ball. It's just for a grip. But don't make it obvious and you fucking splash it like cologne on your fucking neck and then let it shine off the lights and then expect not to get away with it. You deserve to get thrown out and get suspended 10 games. Now, my only problem with this is if this is a hitter that did this shit, it'd be blown up even 100 times more. So in my opinion, steroid users, it should be, who cares anymore to me? Because if it's okay for a pitcher to do something, but it's not okay for a hitter to do something, so what's the point? What's the point? Might as well fuck it. Who gives a shit as long as you don't really go overboard with it? Because otherwise, I don't understand why they have this rule. To me, it's a stupid rule. Because to me, the pine tar ain't going to do nothing because batters use pine tar to grip a bat. So a pitcher having it, that's why you have a rosin bag. If you ever wanted to see baseball, there's a little like a pouch on the fucking mound.
On the pitcher's mound.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it's like a weightlifter when they use powder on their hands to power lift, you know, a deadlift. It's like that to get a grip. So you have that, and you have, you know, whatever, you know. They even say when it's cold, you can blow on your hand when it's cold. But the umpire has to give you that permission. That you just can't do that. So my point is, well, if all these players and all these foreign pitchers specifically, and even hitters are saying, look, we don't mind you use it, just don't basically, you know, flaunt it, then why have this rule? And if we go further, who cares if players use steroids anymore? Seriously, baseball gotta get this shit together. You know, it's either one or the other. I mean, if players don't give a shit, so why should I give a shit? Seriously. So that's my gripe of the week right there. That shit with Pineda and Joe Girardi. I understand Joe Girardi. Like, listen, he ain't gonna throw his homeboy underneath the bus. I understand that. But don't assault our terror just saying, look, I didn't know. And then another week later, Cashman had to go in front of everybody. Brian Cashman, the general manager of the Yankees, said, look, we're embarrassed. And, yeah, you should be embarrassed. You know, you should have sat this motherfucker down after last week. Say, look, don't fucking do it again. I don't care if you're getting your ass kicked. Don't do it again. You got away with it, don't do it again. And the motherfucker did it. After the fact, he gave up 2 runs. So it was like he started with this shit, you know, yesterday with this shit in his hand, you know, in his neck. It was after he gave up 2 runs. So obviously in his mind, it's fucking with his head saying, look, I need this fucking pine tar. So to me...
Well, I can tell you like this.
Go ahead.
Where he put... To me, he's the fucking butt of all sports right now.
Yeah.
This is not even a gripe for me. This is a butt of a joke for me because of him being so dark. Did he really think that the fucking pine tar would not show up because he was fucking black? I mean, seriously, that shit looks like some shiny-ass fucking shit on his neck. So you look at him, even though pine tar is dark, just like he's dark, let's keep it real. I really think in his mind he figured if he put it on there, wouldn't nobody see that shit shining on him because he was dark. But you had it thrown up there like a bitch throws a bunch of damn Vaseline up there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's to me, that's what makes him the butt of all jokes because, you know, you look and he's dark-skinned it. And he's like, well, I'm dark-skinned it. Nobody will see it. You know, and I forget, I know he's not, what is his nationality? Cause
he's Dominican.
Okay, and because I know everybody's gonna say, "Well, he's black." No, he's not black. And
no.
if you dare call anybody black who is not a U.S. citizen, they will cuss you out. That's why I know it. Don't call somebody black who is not a U.S. citizen. They will go out. You know. But still, Dominican, dark skinned, I'm telling you. He's the butt of every fucking joke because I've even made jokes. I mean, I saw that shit on the news. I was like, what? My mother, who does not watch fucking sports, as did he think he was so damn dark that shit wouldn't show up? This is my mother. She saw it on the news. So, again, did he think that he was so fucking dark that when he threw that pine tar up there, that shit wasn't going to glow in the motherfucking light? It looked like some fucking Vaseline on his goddamn neck. And if you've ever had, remember that medicated Vaseline? They have, I don't know if they still have it, but I think they do. And you know, the medicated Vaseline is darker than the regular Vaseline.
Okay.
And it stinks. Oh, it stinks. But it's medicated Vaseline.
Gotcha.
I think this motherfucker must have thought that he was throwing some medicated Vaseline. You know that.
He must have a low IQ, and he turned from a Dominican to a dumb Dominican.
He turned into the butt of every fucking joke and every, I said, for my mother who does not really watch sports, to say, what are you thinking? And like I said, with her being black just like me, she said, did he really think he was that fucking dark that it wasn't going to show up? That nobody would see it?
I guess he was he really thought it was going to blend in with his skin, which it obviously did. It's a different, it wasn't even close to, you could tell right away.
Well, it
looked
like there was a hunk of it. I mean, it wasn't like it was a small, now if it would have been a little bit on his neck,
maybe a little bit.
He could have said it was on my hand and maybe I made a mistake, touched my neck. But no, you could tell that shit was thrown up there. It was like, let me,
But you put a whole smear on your fucking neck. Like, dude, you just asked. You deserve to get thrown out. I'm sorry, you do. You deserve it. You know, your peers are saying, look, we don't mind it. But don't, you basically are saying, fuck you. When you just make
how
it
how much
so
you
want to
say he's going to be on Saturday Night Live on Saturday? How much you want to say Saturday Night Live is going to do something with that? Because that's like the biggest fuck up of the week right now.
That's
the biggest fuck up of the week. So that is a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah. Hopefully they can make it.
If it's not one, I bet they do.
I hope
they do. You know they will.
I don't mind making fun of somebody as long as it's funny.
Oh, you know what? They do pretty good with that funny. I mean, they don't discriminate. So they finally get a sports player who did something idiotic. So this is really going to – actually, he's the first sports player this year who's done something so fucking idiotic that you've got to laugh at it. So I know Saturday Night Live will do something about this because they've been messing with politicians and everybody else for so long. You know, they're pretty much – it's only so much Oprah they can do. You know, it's only so much Tyler Perry they can do. It's only so many Hillary Clintons and the president and whomever else. So now you got a sports person who's made a total ass of himself. If he's not the fucking butt of Saturday Night Live's jokes, I'm going to have to go talk to their writers.
I mean, that bit's written for you right there on a platter.
It's right there.
You know what I'm saying?
And it happened early enough in the week where they could do it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. Like I said, it just happened last night, so you still got a couple of days. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we'll see about that. So what's yours, by the way? I want to know what's yours.
My gripe of the week is my fucking Red Wings.
Ooh.
Anybody who saw Game 2, that's where I got disgusted. The very first fucking goal of the game went right between his – I mean, this motherfucker was doing the goddamn splits. I mean, he wasn't even at the goal. They shot that shit up underneath him through his motherfucking legs. It wasn't like he was in the front. You know, I was just so pissed. All I could say is that I'm so glad that he's not playing tonight. You know, they say he's out with an injury. I really don't give a fuck what he's out with. All I know is that game two, I was pissed as hell. And, I mean, I know hockey. For anybody who says, am I a hockey fan? I like hockey. Am I a hockey fan? I'm a half-ass fan. I like the fighting. But I do know what the blue line is because hockey and soccer are similar, and I'm a soccer mom. So I do know about the blue line. I do know about the forwards, and I know about all that shit. But I saw what happened on fucking Sunday. That is my fucking gripe. I'm so fucking pissed. I'm disgusted. Because how dare you let so many fucking goals go in? You only score one fucking goal. You're the fucking Red Wings. You are the motherfuckers that people fear normally.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that's not the Red Wings.
Who shits about Boston?
Oh, fuck Boston.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're the defending. Aren't they the defending champs this year? But who gives two shits? You know, Boston is like the team they're saying is going to go all the fucking way. Well, guess what? Fuck Boston.
Thank you.
You're the fucking Red Wings.
I love you.
You are the fucking Red Wings, and that shit is my gripe of the motherfucking week, because how dare you even try to justify that fucking first goal. Everybody knows that normally the first goal of the game is the fucking team that wins. You fucking won game one.
You handed them game two. And I don't know what the fuck you did in game three. You better be glad I was on the air on Tuesday so I couldn't watch it. But you guys shut out. Right now, my gripe is the motherfucking Detroit Red Wings. I love my team, but fucking game two, first goal between the legs, you're not even at the damn, you know, goal to sit there and let the bitch go in. If you were fighting to keep it from going in, I might have understood, but your ass was fucking 10 feet from the motherfucking goal.
Yeah.
And you did the fucking splits that went up underneath you.
Hmm.
No. Do your fucking job. It might as well have been a damn empty netter. Because
no
pretty much you weren't there.
Yeah, exactly.
And I didn't like it.
That's a good one. That's a good gripe when we coming from you. I mean, just looking at these scores, I mean, the first game they had to play perfect. They won 1-0. You know, I mean, you have to play they had to play shutout. The goalie had to be standing on their head and their leg, on their hands and on his head to fucking win that game. And then you get embarrassed 4-1 in Boston. You know, the first two games were in Boston. Then you go back home thinking, all right, you know, it's Taiwan 1. This is where you try to take advantage of home ice, and you lose 3-0 at home, Hockey Town. Not cool. And tonight you're back home. You got to show up. At least show up. You got to show up. I mean.
But they got to fucking win tonight because if they go to fucking Boston down 3-1, it's a wrap.
Yeah. But one thing about hockey, though, unlike other sports, I mean, you could be up 3-0 and not really be comfortable. Hockey could change in a heartbeat
because
of the goalie.
Because
you know?
Your players,
you know what I mean?
Your goalies are what determine it. And,
you know what I mean?
All I can say. But this goalie has won against Boston twice in regular season. So our goalie tonight, you know, regular season, he beat them twice. This is his first time playing in the playoffs.
Mm.
But he has a history of beating Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So, the two regular season games, he won.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, and for those of y'all who's saying, why are y'all saying the goalies? Well, the goalies is what make the fucking damn, you know, at the end of the day, your goalies are what make your damn team.
Exactly. You know how
you know,
like starting pitching is with baseball for your teammates? It's exactly like goalie for your hockey team. You need your goalie to be on point. Otherwise, you ain't going to win. And that's a fact.
You know. So,
especially playoffs.
You know, guys to be on point for the playoffs. So I am, you know, I'm hoping for the best. I'm not even going to turn to the game, but all I can say is that is my gripe of the week because I'm so fucking disappointed in my damn Red Wings. I don't know what to do. You know, I was like so hyped on Friday. I was like, yeah. I think I scared the fucking black people around me. You gotta realize I live in an all black neighborhood and black people over here don't watch hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not.
It's
so when I'm watching different sports, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I watch sports, I think most of my neighbors are either checking to see if I'm being fucked because sometimes my window's open, and then they'll start hearing me cussing because the game was on Sunday, and I just fucking started cussing. And I heard people stop and say, what the hell is going on in her house? Because my windows were open.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How the hell you let that go? And I heard them stop, and I was like, oh, the window is open. I was like, oh, well. And I'm still yelling at the TV. And then they realized I was watching a game because I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? How the fuck did you let that go in? And, you know, I'm
yelling at your man or something.
You know. Because I heard somebody say, is everything okay in her house? And then, you know, next thing you know, they kind of realize that I'm steady yelling at the TV and, you know, all that. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, that's what's going on. She watching some sports.
Mm.
You know, so it was funny because they, you know, like I said, I live in an all-black neighborhood, and I know I scared the black people because there was nothing interesting on for black people sports-wise on Saturday. So, yeah. On Sunday, you know, so what the hell am I yelling at? You know, and
real
I know
quickly,
that's what they were wondering.
Yeah, I know. Real quickly, are you interested in the NBA playoffs at all?
No.
You know what's the surprising thing to me? See, this is why I wish the best of five in the first round was back, because the Bulls are down 2-0. Who would have thought the Wizards would beat the Bulls? I know the Bulls don't have Derrick Rose for the last couple of years because of injury, but the Bulls usually play with a lot of heart, and they play real good basketball, you know, because of their coach. And the Wizards are showing up, man. John Wall and the group over there, man, they're doing their thing. No, I'm actually kind of rooting for them because the Wizards haven't been that good in a long ass time since they were named the Bullets, which, by the way, they should have kept that name. It's so stupid that they changed the name. The dumbest political correctness that just pisses me off. It really does. I mean, the bullet. Oh, yeah. If I see a bullet, you know, written on a jersey, it's going to make me want to kill somebody or influences me to get a gun. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Yeah, right.
Stupid. To me, I purposely say Bullets. Fuck it. They're the Washington Bullets, all right? They got the old school jerseys on anyway from back in the day, they got, which I like that they wear that. But put Bullets on there, shit. That's the Bullets. You know what I'm saying? They'll always be the Bullets to me. I don't care. And they were Baltimore before they were Washington. So to me, they should be the Baltimore Bullets. But that's the only interesting thing going on. Unfortunately, the Heat are up 2-0, and that sucks. Interesting with the Nets and Raptors. Did you hear about the Raptors GM, what he did?
No.
You know how, you know, the Raptors haven't been in the playoffs in a while, since, like, Vince Carter and them used to be good back
in
the day.
Should I even know they still play basketball?
So they had a rally, right? You know, outside the arena, like before game one, right? The other day. So this is like Saturday. So the GM is on the stage, and you know they're trying to get people pumped up for the game, you know, because they're actually not only having people come, whoever got tickets to watch the game, but they're letting people outside watch it. They have like a big screen or some shit, right? So out of nowhere, my homeboy trying to get him more riled up. He goes, "Fuck Brooklyn," and the crowd goes wow. Now, you're a fucking GM of a fucking professional team. The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, no pun intended. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck? And then he goes, "Listen, I didn't know. I should have thought about that. Nothing against Brooklyn players. You know, there were kids in the crowd. Well, you didn't think about that when you opened your damn mouth. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to say, you know, we're going to kick their ass, I got no problem with that. You want, you know, we're going to kick their ass, you know.
But you're saying fuck Brooklyn.
And mind you, he didn't even say fuck Nets. He said fuck Brooklyn. That goes to show you how the Nets are still not relevant. Fuck Brooklyn. Now, you say fuck Brooklyn, go, hey, okay, wait a minute now. Okay, I was born here. Brooklyn's like right around the corner from my house. All right, slow down. Slow down, you know. Relax. Oops. And I love when they have to apologize. That's the shit I love. Oh, I love that shit. You know you fucked up, motherfucker, when you first said it. I would love if you just say, yeah. No, you know what? Fuck it. I meant that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he would lose his job, but my point is, you know, at least go gung-ho. Fuck it. Say, hey, this is what I meant to say, and, you know, maybe I should have said it in a different way. Like, you know, all you had to do was say, like Jerry Jones did a couple of years ago, when he had a rally and the Giants were going to play him, right? Because the Giants owned the Cowboys in Dallas, which makes me smile. And he said, let's beat the Cowboys' ass. Okay, I got no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. Let's beat the Cowboys' ass. Okay. But you know, okay, you know, fuck these motherfuckers, you know. I mean, in my world, I wouldn't give a shit. To be honest with you.
I was going to say, we've been ranting for an hour now. But we got to tell everybody, make sure you listen on Tuesday. We'll have open sex talk on Tuesday with Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and James Acevedo. Remember, follow us on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973. And myself at Ms. V, the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And shoot us your sports questions. If you want more than an hour of us talking about sports, and you know we throw all this stuff in there. This time I didn't throw sex in there. But listen to us, and we will be back with you guys next week on Ask Miss V Sports. Good night. All right,
this went by too fast. Bye. Have a good weekend, everybody. Peace out. Bye.
Now on Tuesday.
Yeah, until then. V's after dark, everybody.
Yep. And send us a new intro if y'all want it.